Now tuned into the greatest.
With the crazy offseason behind us, we now look at the new season and who are the highest in the room. We review the ESPN Top 100 list and give you our 10 best. This is Below the Heartbeat. Welcome back to Below the Hardwood. I am your host, Ryan Antonio Henry, sitting here with the homies, the team, the compadres, the cohorts, the muggles, the Black BTS, the Avengers, the X-Men, whatever you want to call us. Go pick up an Oxford Dictionary. That is highest in the room in the background, Travis Scott. Thank you for the theme music for episode 17. Of course, I am joined by Alan Shane Lewis.
What's good? Highest follower count on TikTok. Don't even check it. That's how I do it. I wreck it. Oh. I don't even know what I said.
Okay.
I don't know how any of that was. I don't know what any
Travis Scott flowed through you.
Travis Scott flowed through him.
The soul of Travis Scott.
And that voice you hear is Dexter Areola.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. And that's the start of the show again, episode 17, entitled Highest in the Room for a Reason. That was Travis Scott again. We're here to talk the best, the highest in the room in the NBA. It's list season. It's Christmas shopping list season. It's your COVID panic list season. Everyone's coming out with lists, and ESPN has come out with their annual list of the top 100 players in the NBA. So we're here to obviously talk trash about it because every year they screw this up. You might have a problem with it. We definitely have a problem with it. So let's just jump right into this, gentlemen. But before we do, we're mainly going to focus on the top 10. So we obviously want to look at the top 10. We'll obviously look at any discrepancies within the top 100 that they have. But just can I get a flat out, did they screw this up this year? Yes or no?
Fuck yeah, but I think they do it on purpose so people like us can talk about it.
There you go. It gives it on purpose. Everyone something to talk about, and I like that because, yeah, what we'd be talking about. So to begin this, I will run down the top 10 as per ESPN. So starting at number one, the King, LeBron James. No shocks there, correct. No surprises there, all right? Anthony
18th
Davis.
18th season, by the way. 18th season. Just remember that.
Season. He is almost hitting that two-decade mark.
He's too old.
Jordan, in his 18th season, wasn't top 10. I'll tell you that right now. Mm.
Kobe was.
No, number two, fellow Laker, Los Angeles Laker, Anthony Davis. Three, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Four, Luka Doncic. Five, Kawhi Leonard. Six, Kevin Durant. Seven, Damian Lillard. Eight, Steph Curry. Nine, James Harden. And 10, to wrap it up, is Nikola Jokic. So with that top 10 there, Dexter, let's begin with you. What is your top 10? What issues do you have with ESPN's top 10 list?
Dame Dalla. He's up too high. Oh, number seven. God, he's the seventh best guy in the league. He's not even the best guard in the league. How are we going to put him at seven as one of the best guys in the league?
Oh, my God.
He's give me a break of that Kit Kat bar.
Of course. Of course, the one thing he has, the main issue he has with this top 10 just Lillard. Is Dame
What did Lillard do to you? Did he, like, step in front of you in line?
TBD.
Okay. Ooh, David. Let's become Deuces and Murr.
Okay. So other than Dame Lillard, and before you give us your top 10, any other major issues with the top 10?
Not the top 10, but the list. Why they got to do my boy DeRozan like that? Why they got to do him like that? Mm. And my boy Westbrook? Oh, my God. He ain't even cracked the top 30. Not just the top 10, but the top 30 he didn't crack.
Okay. All right.
I know. Right. I want to watch the person who made that list point out 30 different basketball players that are better than Russell Westbrook in front of Russell Westbrook and tell me how he feels about that. How weird would he feel going, him? Chris Middleton? Like, no.
Oh, man. My biggest issue, yeah, Bam Adebayo is higher than a lot of players in this league. What did he get, 13? 13?
Adebayo over Embiid. Oh. Are you fucking smoking crystal meth? And may I have some? Because what the fuck? How are you really going to put Adebayo over Embiid? Imagine you're starting a franchise and you put Adebayo
over. I think they're going by contracts or something. Yeah.
I think he's going by 2K numbers. Like that's what it is, right? there's no way in real life you would ever do that.
But hold up, not just Embiid. He's higher than Chris Paul, higher than Devin Booker, higher than Donovan Mitchell, higher than.
Well, you know how I feel about Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell, come on, bro. MVP season.
Guy takes 100 shots, gets in 10, has 20-point games. What the fuck?
Bam doing?
Hold up. Higher than Bradley Beal?
Yeah, that's wild.
There's a lot of players that at number 13, he's beating out to be in that 13th spot. I don't think he's the 13th best player.
And it's a lot of recency bias, too, as well. It's a lot of people we saw him in the finals. Put him on the list. Like, Duncan Robinson is high up on that list. And I'm like, just shoots. That's all he does. And he shoots it pretty well. You know, all shoots it pretty well. Dave Bertans, but he's not on the list. You know why? Because he can't do anything else. Just because you saw him in the finals, you're inflating his importance. It's wild to me.
For record, Duncan Robinson did get 75th, which is, you know what? For somewhat of a semi-new player.
DeRozan.
It's crazy. DeRozan is 82. 82 for DeMar.
I wrote down players that are ahead of DeRozan, and I'm like, fuck no. There's players that afterwards we can have a debate by, but here's just the fuck no list. players that shouldn't be read. PJ Tucker, Gordon Hayward, Josh Richardson, John Wall coming off an injury, Duncan Robinson again, Eric Bledsoe, Tobias Harris, Christian Wood, Robert Covington, Spencer Dinwiddie. You're trying to tell me you're starting a team, you're gonna put all those players in front of DeRozan?
Yeah, that's
put
nuts.
Some motherfucking respect on nuts. My nigga's name right now. Come on now.
That is
crazy.
Absolutely nuts. I'm sorry. Wiley. That needs some changes. Tyler Herro's higher than DeRozan. It's like, the kid's nice, but that's no. like look at DeRozan.
Tyler's nice,
but people see what they want to see through on him. They're really projecting him to do like great things. I'm like, he's hungry.
Yeah,
he's hungry, but he can get bodied off the ball. He can get easily knocked out of games. You saw it happen in the playoffs. DeMar, you saw it happen in the finals.
Yeah, DeMar realistically should be in that 20 to 30 spot, somewhere in that range where even Kyle Lowry is in the top 30 in the league. And I feel like DeRozan you guys are absolutely right. He got screwed on that. So I think DeRozan's probably the biggest like screw job on this list for sure. But yeah, you know what? Obviously, if you guys have any, issues with this list, let us know. WeArePress.net. You can hit us up on Below the Hardwood on Instagram, and We Are Press, Press on the Web on Twitter. And just tell, BTH top 10. We'll definitely keep up that conversation. But Dexter, give us your top 10 list of
players. All right. I hope you guys are sitting because this is a good one. This is the accurate list, let's say. So at number 10, we got James Harden. I'll go over everything after. At number 9, Nikola Jokic. At number 8, I got Jimmy Butler. At number 7, I got number 7, Kevin Durant. At number 6, I have Giannis.
Wow.
At number 5, I have Jason Tatum. At number 4, I have AD. At number 3, I have LeBron. Number 2, we got Luka Magic. And at number 1, my guy, most disrespected. Number 36, number 4 on the Wizards, number 0, and number 1 on this list, Russell Westbrook.
I can't press this button enough.
Okay, now where's your real list?
This is the most accurate list.
I can't press this enough.
Westbrook is going to list. I see an MVP in the season.
Yo, dog, I'm about to give you a Netflix special. It's pure comedy, dog. It's pure comedy.
I've seen this preseason stuff, and Russell Westbrook is the happiest I've ever seen him. You know what that means.
Send your applications to WeArePress.net as our third guest is magically going to just – he's not going to be here next week. So for that blasphemy he just spoke, I think
what's the discrepancy on my list? What's the discrepancy on it?
I don't think you got one.
Where was Jason Tatum?
Jokic at 9 was the most accurate.
Why was Jason Tatum even on the list?
Why is he on the top 10?
Jason Tatum is going to have a huge year.
No, he won't.
You can't tell me otherwise. Now that Gordon Hayward's not going to take the ball from him, he's going to get more touches. And Jason Tatum is going to go
Gordon Hayward was injured for a proportion of that season, and he still didn't do all those numbers. And what, Jason Tatum 2 inches? Fuck that. Fuck the Celtics.
He's the product.
Damn, you lying,
Kobe.
Dog.
Yo, you're a traitor, dog. You're a traitor. You put a fucking Celtic on a top 10, dog. You put a Celtic on a top 10.
Okay.
Get Westbrook's number one. You're bugging about Jason Tatum, but you ain't debating Westbrook.
Because I don't have to. Because he knows right. I don't have to. Because
let us know how trash Dexter's top 10 list is. WeArePress.net. Alan, let's get your top 10, please.
All right. Let me tell you the definitive, accurate list.
You just heard it. You don't even hear it. My list?
Yo, Dexter's trying to get onto Russell Westbrook's good graces with this.
Seriously. Yo, Westbrook Lillard, sending you that new Wizards 4 jersey.
Trying to get some Wizards merch.
Oh, I'm a Wizards fan now. We in DC. Joe Biden, what up?
Stop this. Just stop, please.
Yo, getting political. Awesome. All right. My definitive list is accurate as fuck, okay? Number 10. Dexter's going to love this. Damian Lillard. He's on the board, all right? Jokic at number 9. 8, Luka.
8,
Luka Doncic. Number 7.
Slighting my boy.
Steph Curry. You heard me say it, all right? Coming off an injury, I don't want to give him too much praise right now. Number 6, James Harden. Number 5, Kawhi Leonard. Number 4, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Number 3, Anthony Davis. Number 2, and this might shock a lot of you because I talk a lot of shit about this person, Kevin Durant. All right? Kevin Durant. And number 1, accurate as always, from Akron, Ohio, LeBron James.
This is sounding like the same list.
It's very different.
You can't have Kevin Durant.
It's very different.
That high.
They had the top 10 list accurately. They had it in the wrong order.
You dropped Luka like 4 spots.
I dropped Luka 4 spaces accurately because I'd rather have James Harden and Steph Curry over him.
I don't hate it, and I don't hate. He's not.
I don't know. I've seen what Luka can do, and it's great, and it's awesome, and it looks great on a score sheet. But also, winning games, I want to see more of that from him. I want to see him actually have impact on it. And he had a lot of impact in the playoffs. In that bubble, he did a lot of great things against the Clippers. But once again, it was against the Clippers. You know what I'm saying? Because Clippers are shit. So he did a lot of great things, but I want to see him do that for one more season, and then I'll pop him into that top 5 because that was probably the hardest part for me. All right. And Kevin Durant, I was going to put Kevin Durant lower because I said the same thing about Steph Curry about injuries. I'm like, we don't know what's coming back from. What I saw from Kevin Durant on that one game there, and the difference between Kevin Durant and Steph Curry is Kevin Durant still has that size, and he won't lose that size. Even though he might lose his speed, he won't lose that size. So he'll still have his opportunities to get his shots off. He'll still get to the points where he wants to, and he'll still put those buckets in. Steph Curry, I don't know. I don't know if Steph Curry can create like he can without the gravity of Klay Thompson and everyone else around him. So I really want to see what Steph Curry does this year by himself, essentially, because you got Kelly Oubre and Wiggins, which I love Wiggins, but let's be honest, it's going to be there's going to be more eyes on him right there. So he's going to get a lot of pick and rolls and like a lot of dishes, but I don't know if he's be able to take over a season and have those MVP. I put those in air quotes because those are they MVPs or are they just like, oh, this is the
they're
best
MVPs,
team. He's the best player on the best team. So you know,
they're MVPs.
But yeah, so that's my lesson. I think it's accurate.
I don't think you're looking at usage rates though. Like Kevin Durant has to share the ball with Kyrie. Giannis has to share the ball with Justin Holiday. Who? Or sorry, who? Whatever.
You don't even know his name. That's how irrelevant
whichever
that
Holiday
man is.
There's like 7 of them. I don't care. No Holiday is gonna help Giannis.
That's what I'm saying. But Giannis is still that dude, though. He still has this ability
Lillard,
to take one dribble and take over a game and like just go.
Lillard,
right to
you got Melo with the braids back, and he's looking good.
Yeah, Melo's coming. He did. Melo's. I'm talking about Melo later on, but Melo, I got some praise for him.
You gotta look at the usage rate. So I'm looking at Luka. Luka's number 2 on my list. He's gonna get a lot of play. Like, obviously Westbrook, he's gonna have the ball in his hands a lot. So that's what I'm looking at when I'm doing my list. Jimmy Butler is going to have the ball in his hands a lot. That's why he made my top 10. Jason Tatum going to have the ball a lot. That's why he's in my top 10.
So you really – who did you leave off this list? Because I think you're missing –
Kawhi Leonard.
You're missing Kawhi Leonard,
what?
Right? So yeah, you're saying Jason Tatum is 10. Better than Kawhi Leonard.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Okay, that's
about
–
what's going to
so you're saying, once again, Jimmy Butler is better than Kawhi Leonard. Let me hear you say it.
Jimmy Butler
is
better. This season coming up is going to be better than Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. Yo, Dexter's talking spicy.
Kawhi Leonard's not going to play all the games, man. He's not going to get the team chemistry. He's not It's not going to be the same Kawhi. I think Ibaka is going to be more important to that team.
He is.
Than Kawhi Leonard.
He is.
Than Kawhi Leonard.
No, yes. Ibaka is important to that team, but he's important, not more important, but he's not Kawhi Leonard.
You know, he's not more important.
Yeah.
I think there's more more responsibility put on the shoulders of Kawhi Leonard.
I think he's going to be more important Ibaka than Kawhi.
You're wrong. That's just
he's going to be important to keep Kawhi there after this year when they suck and fail. Yeah.
That's going to be great when all they have is Paul George and Serge Ibaka. It's going to be real fun to watch that basketball.
My top 10, I didn't change anything. I literally kept I didn't change any players. I kept the top 10 the same. I didn't have anyone drop out. My list, LeBron James at number one.
Thank you.
I fought with this, but Giannis is still number two for me. And I had Luka at number three. Wow. I did drop AD down. So Kawhi Leonard is at four. AD is at five. Kevin Durant is at six. James Harden is at seven. Steph Curry is at eight. Dame is at nine. And Jokic is at 10.
Okay. So you would rather have Luka Doncic than Anthony Davis?
Yep. Yep, I would.
You know what? I'm not mad at that, to be honest. You're wrong. But like, that's a more of like an opinion. Like, you know, when like the dress is blue and black, but it's actually white and gold, or it was actually blue and black, but it was white and gold.
I have logic behind it because I knew this was going to come.
That's what you saw, but you're wrong. But it's blue and black.
I have some logic behind this. I get it. Anthony Davis, though, I just think injury. I think injury risk and
injury. Yeah. Well, we're talking best players. This is all fantasy.
You have to factor that in.
I think injury risk.
Yeah, because
I still think he.
That's why Durant isn't number one.
I don't.
Durant
I
put should Durant be number one.
No,
yeah, no. Durant would be number two on my list if he didn't get
he's
injured.
He's not better than LeBron. No matter, he could be fully healthy.
Curry would be higher if it weren't for injury.
Curry wouldn't be higher. I put Curry there because I don't think Curry has the ability to take over the way the other people in front of him do. I don't think he has that yet.
If there's no injuries, I think everyone's list in the top four is like the same. LeBron, KD, Steph. And I think you guys didn't.
What has Steph done by himself? We haven't had. That's a question that we're trying to answer. And everyone's speculating that he's going to be this greatest player, but he hasn't shown that before.
AD hasn't done anything by himself either.
But what's by himself?
AD got eighth place.
You don't count 2015.
He plays with Rondo.
You don't count their
Rondo
first championship.
Rondo is the one that took
him. You don't count their first championship. Like realistically, not that he was by himself, but like that was homegrown talent. They didn't.
No, I think the beautiful thing, and it's beautiful basketball. Golden State plays beautiful basketball, but it's the fact that you don't know where the poison is coming from because they spread the court out so much. These players are moving. There's so much gravity towards these 3-point shooters. You have to be honest and give other players space. I think once that space is gone or that gravity is gone, more players are going to gravitate towards Steph Curry and he's going to get doubled. You even saw it in that preseason game against the Timberwolves. There was a lot of points. He only had like 10 points, but it wasn't just the shots that he was missing. It was the fact that every time he dribble, two players would just come off a high screen. And now he's like, oh, I got to pass it off. And he passes it off to who? Jordan Poole. And what is Jordan Poole going to do?
Oubre.
Nothing. You know, that's what I'm going to see this year. You're going to see a lot of hockey assists from Steph Curry. And maybe
why do you have him in your top 10? Do you think
he's still a top 10 player. I still think you can't take away the fact that he's an amazing shooter. I just don't think he's more elite than a James Harden right now. I'd rather have James Harden than Steph Curry on my team.
No, I get individually. I had James Harden higher than Steph, but it's mainly because of the injury history. That was it.
I think even fully injured, I personally, without like Steph Curry within that system, Steph Curry is so lethal within that system with a healthy Klay Thompson. I would say that Steph Curry really crazy because like you don't know what to do. But Steph Curry by himself, I don't know. We haven't seen it. I don't believe it actually exists. So I for that reason I keep.
I don't know if you can just write off two-time MVP winner like that quick. I don't know.
So what? Steve Nash was never like top five like that. So what? He's two-time MVP.
Top five. He was top 10, but not top five.
Yeah. So same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, he was the best player on the best team. He wasn't the best player in the league, not by a long shot, but he was the best player on the best team. So therefore he gets the award. That's what Steph Curry got.
I get that, but I'm not even a Warriors fan, but like, I just want to see them like do
fail
good this. No, I want to see them do good because people are hating so hard. Like people are just
sad last year.
Loving it. Like it sucks.
Fun. It wasn't fun to watch them lose.
Klay, like I miss Klay Thompson. Like, out of all the injured players, I actually wanted Klay more than I wanted to see Durant and Kyrie. Like, I wanted more Klay Thompson.
And yeah, now, we definitely take Clay for granted. Like,
oh yeah, I think
he's one of the top shooting guards ever. I give him that.
Yep. I think he might be best. I think he might be best all time in terms of shooting.
Yeah, but like he's not better than Dwayne Wade.
Shooting.
I think out of the whole shooter.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade wasn't really that great of a shooter.
No, I think Klay Thompson shooting guard. Number two guard.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson's probably top 10 ever.
Oh, he's top
shooting guard.
I'll give him top 10 ever.
Wait till his career is done.
Wait till his career.
That's on the next list. That's on another.
That's the next list. Okay. Yeah, but like another thing too. I believe Klay Thompson's amazing. He's so great. You put Klay Thompson on, like, let's say Orlando. Does he really revolutionize that team? Do they become top four in the East?
I've never seen anyone get Klay hot before.
But
he scored 37 in a quarter. He scored 60 with like 10 four dribbles. He gets hot.
Was within the Warriors system. The ball
You're
was
telling
moving.
Me you can't plug Klay Thompson anywhere.
You could plug him in. You could plug him in. I think he's like can he take over? Does he have like the ability?
He scored 37. After like 20 points, you're going to D him up. Yeah, he still scored 17 after that.
But here's the thing. You can't double Klay that hard because Steph Curry is on the court. You can't do that. That's the reason
why Klay can go off. That's the reason why Steph can go off. Watch that Kings game.
Steph Curry wasn't on the court half the time.
He's there. He's there. There's still the presence of
They have like five shooters on the court at all times. It's like it was impossible in the last like 5 years to defend them. All they
shoot is wide open jumpers because the ball moves so amazingly that they have these opportunities. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying take those players out of that system, pluck them, play them and put them in Detroit, put them in Minnesota. They're not going to be those same players.
I think Kelly Oubre is going to.
You plug LeBron in anywhere you go, he's still LeBron. He still works. He still motivates everyone to go around him. He does those things because he is actually that great, tested with the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference.
First year with Lakers, you can't say that.
Oh, they were going to make the playoffs, baby. They were going to make the playoffs. Then he got hurt. Was good. They were going to do it.
That's plugging in, though.
They're about to. Then he got hurt. He was gone.
Was he hurt or did he fake being hurt? Hey, I watch Laker games. I watch all Laker games.
Don't try to tell me.
I watch Jordan Hill as my starting center.
I know. And I know you're mad because we're step bros and Papa LeBron got us both a chip, and you feel like he's gonna take your old daddy Kobe, but he's not gonna take over as your daddy. All right,
we got some shortened seasons, bruv.
Okay, all right.
One missed playoffs and two shortened seasons. Listen, I need more LeBron.
But I'm still not like me and Allen. I think stuck with like the one thing I'll give ESPN. I think they got the 10 right. It was just the position. But you have Dame out, Tatum in, and then there was another one, right?
You had Butler. The fuck?
I have Dame out. Westbrook.
And you had Kawhi out, right?
I have Kawhi out for Jason Tatum.
So you have Dame Lillard. I have Dame Lillard and Kawhi out of this top 10.
Yes, Dame, Kawhi, and Steph Curry. For Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum, Russell Westbrook.
Wait,
who are you picking on a 3-on-3? Go at us on Twitter. Let's go.
Yo, Dexter, you're almost as wild
at us on Twitter
as this actual list is from like 30 up. You're like as wild as that.
Westbrook doesn't even think he's the top 10 player in this league.
No, Westbrook thinks he's number one.
Yeah, he does.
You guys don't have vision. You're looking in the past. I'm looking in the future.
No.
Westbrook's the best point guard in the league.
No, if we're looking into the future,
there's no defense.
Luka is number one.
You know the defense that can stop. Guard. You know who can stop Russell Westbrook? Russell Westbrook, easily.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he does it.
That's the number one defense and the number one offense.
Okay, but hold up. If we're talking about looking into the future at the end of the year, it's Luka at number one.
Luka has no team around him.
Potentially.
AP's not going to play for a while. Vegas and everyone has Luka winning MVP this year. That's all I'm saying.
I could see that.
And the logic behind that is I think this is finally the year that LeBron actually hands the keys to Anthony Davis. And because he's not happy about the league returning so soon, I don't think we're going to see prime LeBron until like February. I think he's going to be loafing a bit. I think he's going to be taking his time. I think he's going to be handing the ball to AD. I think they're going to be watching his minutes. He's not going to do Kawhi load management, but I think I was listening to some reporters say LeBron is the best player for load management in terms of minutes. He's very methodical about how he plays. He takes his time. He doesn't rush it. And he'll tell his coach flat out, yo, take me out. So I think we're going to see a kind of a slowdown from LeBron in the first 2 months of the season. And that's Anthony Davis's time to shine. And I think Anthony will be number one in MVP for going into the start of the season, barring any injuries. But I think Luka Doncic has a chance to actually take MVP this year.
But yeah, what's the constant in MVP? It's usually the best player on the best team.
Yeah.
I don't see Luka being the best team.
It's well, that's the thing. That's what I was going to say. I think if they get like, it's a 72 game season, if they win like 50 games, they win 50 games a season, I could see him getting MVP because it's three things. It's record, stats, and narrative. Now, if he has a record, great. He's got the stats. We know we can do that. But the narrative, I think this is the year where we go, we're going to recognize this international talent as the top of the league and the future face of it. I can see that happening. And especially coming off of our Porzingis, off these injuries and whatnot, if he really just takes over and does the stuff that we saw him do in the bubble, I can see them rewarding him for what his on-court give. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I agree with you, Ryan. I could see Luka because it's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. We got to figure out what year we got to do it in. Yeah. He just got to win 50 games, and I think this is the year to do it. Because once again, that West looking kind of weak, looking kind of sweet.
His narrative started when he got traded for Trae Young. People are waiting for like the big like payday off of that trade to talk about it for like years.
To be honest, that trade, like, no one lost that trade.
No one did. Like, I love Trae Young.
That was a great Yeah, you want this? Sure, okay. And then they both got presents. Yeah. You know, it's like a white elephant gift exchange. Like, you both got iPods. Like,
Trae Young got
the Nano ones, like a whatever.
Trae Young got shade, but he's talented. Like, that kid, I would have like, I look back at it, like, if the Mavs had him, I don't think they would have been as successful as they are now. Like, the team is like obviously on the uprise, but it would have been entertaining basketball to watch at least.
Well, think about this: if you switch those players, who has the better record? Because once again, Atlanta sucked. They had four shit players. They used to just populate the court with fucking Trae Young, and he was trying his darndest to like ice cold and hit threes from like half court and stuff like that. So he was like selling out. I forgot the name of the arena, but if you put him on a team with other 3-point shooters and space it out, which we do have this year, which I want to allude to later on in the pod, It's pretty good basketball. It's pretty interesting. It's not bad.
We're putting Trae Young too high on a pedestal.
No, he's really good.
We're putting him way too high.
No, he's real good. He's real good.
This is like Devin Booker syndrome.
Okay, well, to slow down. Devin Booker, once again, handpicked by Dwayne Wade. I think Dwayne Wade knows. He's right about that.
But Devin Booker, like, we just put him so high when his team hasn't done anything.
Well,
at least Luka brought his team to the playoffs. Like, with Trae Young, they were, what, second last in the East?
Yeah. But
that's
think about
terrible. It. I could bring a team better than the Knicks.
Name the second best player on the Atlanta Hawks.
Before the trade.
When?
Before the trade.
Before the trade. Last
before
season.
What? Clint Capella?
Before okay. before even that trade.
Even like just name Kevin.
They didn't
Herter.
Have nobody.
Josh, Kevin
Herter. Yeah, Kevin Herter.
John Collins.
John like, Collins.
These are scrubs. They're scrubs. Bonafide scrubs.
They,
no
they
one can
bring
disrespect
that
to the man, but he was playing. He's bowling with some scrubs.
The Hawks didn't have shit.
He's not. He's all about himself. Like he doesn't.
Oh, he's a prolific passer. Are you? He's out. He's an amazing passer. Amazing court vision off a high pick and roll. This guy knows where his players are. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the no look passes and stuff, but it's not getting wins. It's not equating to wins
because he's passing to scrubs.
He has the bodies now.
He
has the talent.
Guys,
now.
It's in the East. It's not like Luka's doing it in the West.
He has the talent.
I know you're not debating if he's better than Luka, but
yeah. I'm just saying, like, if given opportunity, I think
if you
would give Trae Young a little bit more respect on his name.
If you gave Trae Young this Mavs team right now, he would do damage. He would do damage.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Ooh, with him and KP?
He would do damage.
You see, if him and Seth Curry are out there, imagine those two light-skinned boys just shooting threes from all over the court.
It would be ridiculous.
God damn.
It'd be
still,
absolutely
it's still
ridiculous.
Coming up losses.
Oh, man. But, Dex, let's talk about, again, the highest in the room. I know we just talked about 1 through 10, but who's getting MVP this year for you?
I gotta go with my guy.
Oh my God.
I have him at number one.
No.
Russell, muscle, hustle. Oh, that's Westbrook. I mean, best Brook.
That's wily, guy. Yo, what are you drinking?
Think about what he's going up against. He's in the East now, guys. And he's playing with Bradley Beal, someone who just shoots the lights out. He's probably second best shooter in the league.
I don't want to shit too much on the Wizards because I do later in the show, but I want you to name the third best player on that team.
Rui Hachimura.
Okay.
And if
awesome.
If the Wizards can get better than third, he could be.
They had one of the worst defensive records last season.
Won't.
And you know what?
The and they were still ninth. Against... You can't say the same thing about Trae Young.
How's that 1-2-1? How is that a comparison? Hey,
because you're putting Trae Young on a pedestal, and then you're not even acknowledging Westbrook to be.
I know Westbrook's amazing. I think Westbrook's top 30. I agree with you.
Top 30.
I do not
exactly. He's number one. He's top one.
Oh man.
He's just not there.
Oh man.
I agree with you.
Top one.
He's top one. Top maybe 20, 25 for sure. I would for sure put him over Donovan Mitchell. I'll tell you that right now.
How about Trae Young? Where do you have Trae Young?
Trae Young is 29 on this list. It's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Yeah, but he's going to go up.
But 29 is pretty accurate. I'd rather have Kyle Lowry over him. There's some other players that I didn't like. Ben Simmons is still 16. Like, no? Like,
that's
he hasn't evolved into that player that we thought he's going to be. He's more of the same every single season.
Yeah.
And it's, Booker, way too low.
Ben Simmons got that LeBron narrative, like the mini LeBron type of thing.
Yeah, but he's not a LeBron. I know, what's his name? Dwight Howard said he's a mini LeBron. He has the ability. But, like, he's boosting up his new team, and he's trying to, like, acclimate to a new scenario. But, like, that's just not true. LeBron has a little something different that that Ben Simmons just does not have, like, at all.
I think Ben Simmons plays more defense as of now.
Yeah. No, Simmons is a good defender.
That's
fine.
So I think that's why they ranked him higher. I think he's based off his defense and – I guess trajectory. Yeah, like, I could see him out.
I just don't understand the hesitancy of Philly to not trade that man for James Harden. I just don't get it. Just do it.
Well, they want James Harden and like eight picks.
Update is Houston wants 3 first round picks and Ben Simmons in the deal. Yeah. At least.
You ain't OKC.
Minimum,
stop trying to get all these picks.
I will say though, yo, 4 rappers on a list. I like it. OG got on there. OG getting some love from ESPN?
Yeah, that's pretty
happy
dope.
For that, Blue.
He needs to have a big jump. The Raptors need that out of him. OG needs to be that guy. Okay, so we have Westbrook for MVP from Dexter. I have Luka. So that leaves Allen. Allen, before we jump into the second half here, give us your winner of MVP 2021.
You know what? I'm going to say it. Luka Doncic.
Woo! Okay.
I'm gonna say it. I think it's time. Depending on how it's all about that record. If they can get 50 wins, done. Because statistically, boy, he's putting up numbers. But if he actually leads to those wins, I'll give it to him.
And he has a chance because no Kristaps till possibly February.
That's the thing. He needs KP. He needs that guy.
He didn't need
to
KP
look good
before. Because remember, KP was injured. Like KP got traded and then didn't play that season, and Luka was still killing it. So I think Luka could come in, do damage in the first two. And you know, if Josh Richardson plays hard, and that's the 1 and 2 on that team.
But listen, I think the loss
as
of
someone
Seth
who had Josh
Curry
Richardson on...
is. Sorry, I think the loss of Seth Curry is a bigger deal than we think it is.
I don't know.
That was spacing in your 3-point shooting.
I love Seth Curry. To be honest, at one point I was like crazy enough to say I thought he was a better shooter than Steph. But
statistically speaking,
yeah, like 46% from three. But honestly,
and I think
Josh Richardson
is going to take a lot of shots and possessions away from Luka.
He's fine. Honestly, I think
stop this, right?
Richardson, hold up. Richardson in Sixers was not good spatially, and I think they realized that. That's why he didn't last that long in there. In this Dallas team, he's going
to
have the space, and he will be shooting those threes nice. They didn't get him just for the three. What Dallas did is Dallas has a lot of 3-point shooting. They sacrificed the best 3-point shooter on the team for a little bit more defense. And that's okay.
Defense.
Because at the end of the day, you still have Trey Burke. If you guys remember Trey Burke's first game when the Mavs signed him because they desperately needed help from all the injuries, and he dropped like 9 threes in his first playoff game and like hadn't played basketball in like how many months? Like Trey Burke is going to be a big part of that. Josh Richardson can still shoot the three. When KP comes back, he can still spread the floor, shoot the three. Maxi Kleber, you know, he has his moments, but... I think
last year Trey Burke got a lot of play, but Jalen Brunson is back from injury, and I think he's going to take a lot of minutes from Trey Burke. And Jalen Brunson isn't a prolific three-point shooter.
No.
Like Seth Curry. He's not even a good shooter as Trey Burke. But I think Jalen Brunson is going to take a lot of that time away from Trey Burke.
He is. I know he is. And now that J.J. Barea, shout out to Mark Cuban for giving him some free money, signing him to that contract and then just waiving him. But Jalen Brunson,
the good thing is going to get Dwight Powell back.
Oh, yeah, thank God.
That's awesome.
And Willie Cauley-Stein.
Thank God. We actually have centers now.
We
could have beaten the Clippers if we had centers.
You had one of the biggest bigs in the league, and you guys don't give no fucking playtime.
We could have beaten the Clippers if we had centers.
Free Bobo. I just have some other last of the list before we just cut out. Yo, Zach LaVine got fucking screwed the fuck over.
I don't understand
why this man's up in the 50s. This guy is way better than that. This guy should be down there in the 30s. 20s,
but he's just, he's always injured.
He's still amazing. He's still amazing. I want him out there. Fuck Marcus Smart. I wrote that. This guy's way too fucking high. Fuck him. Fuck him in his face.
Are you also, nuts?
Fuck Marcus Smart. Trash. 37. Trash. No. I'm not sold on that.
At least Kyle's higher than him. And Trey's higher than him. I'll take that.
Trash. Gordon Hayward belongs on a different list. Not this one. Whatever list he is. Best bartenders in Charlotte? Probably.
Robert.
He looks like that. And
Gordon Hayward's 45. He's behind Draymond. He got
too high. And Brandon Ingram. Too high.
I have a couple honorable mentions. I don't know how much time we have, but I'm going to say Shai Gilgeous. I think he's going to have a good year without Gilgeous.
I'm pretty sure it's Gilgeous.
I think it's Gilgeous.
No.
He should be higher. Chris Paul, he's going to be a lot better. Blake Griffin, I don't know. There's something about it. There's something about Blake Griffin I want to see.
If he's not injured, he's good.
I have high hopes for Blake Griffin.
I feel sorry for him, man. They just dumped him in fucking Detroit. I have high hopes. I'm like, you can't. It's Detroit.
But like, and we shit on this player so much.
But Blake is just always injured.
Paul George, come on. Let's get Paul George back. I think the old Paul George, they say they got the MVP season trainer back. I want to see Paul George come up.
I love how he said that. Oh, I got my MVP season trainer. Like, you did not win. You can't say that. You did not win. I don't care how close you are. You did not win. Stop calling it your MVP season. That doesn't make any sense.
Any Ibaka more important than Kawhi?
Lies. Bruh.
Big scarf energy.
So just before, again, we close out the second half, again, if you disagree, like, enjoy anything we've just said, wearepress.net. You can leave a comment right on the page, highest in the room. This is episode 17 of Below the Hardwood. We are on Below the Hardwood on Instagram and Press on the Web on Twitter. And then, of course, our personal Instagrams, you can just find us. But just let us know, do you agree with the top 10 list? Do you not? And we will be right back for the second half of BTH.
The wrong basketball.
You should play the new one, the Bow Wow one.
It's not new.
Well, the newer one.
Basketball is my favorite sport.
I like the way they dribble up and down the court.
Welcome back to the second half. This is Below the Hardwood, episode 17. That's Curtis Blow. Basketball.
Yo, Ryan, freestyle.
Let the beat kick.
Like an 80s.
This is going to be really brutal.
My name is Ryan, and I'm here to say.
I can't do it. I can't. You guys can't put pressure on me. You put pressure on me, it's not going to happen. Like, it just doesn't work like that. It has to come naturally. But it's basketball season, ladies and gentlemen. It's preseason. Preseason has begun. It's underway. And we're only about a week from actual basketball. So we're here to talk NBA preseason. It's only preseason, but I want to hear some outrageousness from you guys. I want to hear what you guys find most impressive, what you guys find shocking. So just to, you know, try this out, trial run. Alan, who are you most impressed by so far in the NBA preseason?
I have to say it.
So it's preseason, but Taylor Horton Tucker is the MIP of next season. I said it. Boy just not turned 20 minutes. Years old. It's over. It's done. Kyle Kuzma losing minutes. Horton, wave of the future. Ready to go. Gearing up.
I feel like you can't win MIP in your second or third season. That's cheating.
It's not cheating. You can legally do it. Isn't Bol Bol
trying to win Rookie of the Year after he already technically played?
Yeah. First he's on some Ben Simmons shit.
Bol Bol's goal of the year is to win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
But apparently he's eligible because he only played like a handful of games. So
that's on some Ben Simmons shit. That's BS.
I'd let him have it. I'd let him have it. I just let him have it. It's like what? How many games did he play? He played in the bubble. He played like what? 8 games?
Did he play actual real games in a bubble or just like those?
Yes, he played games in the bubble.
He played games in the bubble, but that was his first games. So it's like, is that really your rookie season? Is that really your rookie season? But okay, so Dex, who are you most impressed by?
It's only preseason, but the braids are back. Paul George is back. Melo is back. These guys are back.
Allen Iverson.
Melo, we're gonna see Denver Melo. Paul George, we're gonna see Indiana Paul George. They're back, baby, and they're back with the braids.
Bradley Beal braids.
Bars. Okay. It's only preseason, but the Houston Rockets are gonna be nice.
Yeah,
oh the Houston Rockets are going to be nice. Listen, the Kentucky Wildcat connection, the first game, pretty good. Pretty good. John Wall looked like he had some speed. DeMarcus Cousins was shooting threes like he was the third Splash Brother, like he always used to say he was. So I don't see why they can't be good. Even if James Harden leaves,
they're going to get something back.
They're getting something for him.
Something back.
So they're not going to fall off the map completely. Yep. Barring injury.
I want to jump on that and say it's preseason, but Paul or John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins have the Bromance of the Year award. They're going to be all over social media. Right? They're going to be the new Tobias Harris and Boban. They're going to be out there having fun. You're going to be seeing them in little campaigns together. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. You're going to see all the sound bites, all the clips. They're going to have a great time in Houston.
Chemistry is everything. Mm-hmm. And fantasy owners, if you have not done your fantasy draft, you might want to draft John Wall because that motherfucker went like 50 in my pool. Like I was shocked. Like if he stays healthy, he's a top 20 player. So is that crazy? If he's not injured, John Wall's a top 20 player?
No, not top 20.
If he's not injured.
Maybe top 30.
You
top
guys forget what he was like before the injury. He was nice. He was slick.
He's what great. Was he doing though?
He was doing it before the injury. But
Lowry's better than him.
Bradley Beal was holding his career together.
Ooh, that's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. They're both great. You can talk about John Wall's greatness without disrespecting, or talk about Bradley Beal's greatness without disrespecting John Wall. Yeah. It's possible.
John Wall didn't do anything until Bradley Beal got there.
That's like saying Jordan and Pippen.
Whoa. No, John Wall brought the Dougie to the NBA, okay?
He did.
He brought the Dougie. Right. What is Bradley
looking back
Beal
is a bad Dougie.
Oh, yeah. You're looking back with 2020 Dougie eyes. We've evolved the Dougie, but that at the time that was the best Dougie. Nah.
That was he brought dancing into
Chris
the
Brown
league.
Were doing okay. his
Chris Breezy.
Chris Brown were doing it.
You gotta give it to Chris Breezy.
That's crazy that they literally traded dancing point guards like for each other. That's nuts.
Westbrook's dancing is just like. Just whatever. It's just like hands up.
That's that new age.
Yeah. Hyphy. Is that it? Hyphy. Get hyphy out there.
That's West Him Coast. And Cameron, That's the Bay. Cameron Payne.
What you know about the Bay, boy? I know the Bay.
Go home.
Before we hop off the preseason takes, is there any more It's Only But?
Oh, I got.
Okay.
It's Alan. Preseason But. Obi Toppin is the Rookie of the Year. Let's go. Lock it in.
It could be.
I'm sorry.
Could be.
Done. I've seen enough.
He already got the narrative. People like him.
He can score. He's got physical capabilities. He pushes players off. He's got a very vet-like presence in the game already, and he's a rookie. And he's pushing players off. He's shooting. He's taking shots with a lot of confidence. His second game wasn't the greatest, but his first game, that first explosion, I'm just like, you know what? He went out there and said, I belong out here. And I think Knicks fans would agree. And I think Knicks fans are excited for that.
He got the narrative. And you're playing in New York.
Brooklyn boy.
So it doesn't
rookies
take much.
To look out for, I would say Haliburton on the Kings. I would say Malachi Flynn on the Raptors.
Let's go.
And my boy, Mr. Cole Predator. Anthony.
Wait, is his nickname actually Predator, or are you just giving him Predator?
I'm just dreading it. Oh, God. Look at him.
The dreads. Also, yo, number 50? Come on, man. How you going to be a guard with number 50? I was 51 in high school, but that was because I was like, yo, fuck it. I'm giving a fuck. Area 51. Yeah. That was
50's, 50's for his dad.
Oh, okay. That's all a right. Shout out for his dad. Then. That's fine, man. That's fine, man. Right. I take it back.
Bol Bol? No love for Bol Bol?
I love Bol Bol, but
he played in the bubble. He he's a rookie. He's eligible. He's
that's
eligible.
Like the high school person who got held back.
Oh my God.
And yeah. Dating all the freshmen. Let's go.
It's like, dude, you have a mustache and a car. Why are you here? Go home. What are you kidding?
That means Zion could go for rookie of the year.
Well, I just think if Bol Bol wins, I won't get mad, but I don't want him to win. You know what I'm saying?
He played eight games. I don't even think he even played the full 8 games in the bubble last year. Like I think he deserves it. Like, okay, if you literally play one game, get injured, and then never play that year, you don't count that guy as a rookie still? Or if you had to sit, well, I know Ben Simmons obviously sat, but
there's no red shirts here. If you're a rookie, then you're a rookie. You don't play, you're still there. You're still getting the NBA experience.
Here. Is he still picking up people's coffees and getting players' shit, like dry clean and stuff like that? Is he doing all that stuff in his second year?
And wearing a Barbie bag.
Is he doing, if he's doing all that, then sure. Then sure. I will give it to him. But if he's not.
If I were Jokic, I'd be like, yo, you're doing this still. If you want to win Rookie of the Year, you need to qualify. So yeah. You're doing this. okay. Outside of just, you know, like rookies and stuff, any like players that you feel need to make a rise this year. So I'm talking like your veterans on some teams. Let's say I'll give you mine, for example, with the Raptors. OG, he got a high-ass rating on the top 10, the top 100. I think he's your guy that needs to really come out. And he already had his highlight play in the preseason on LaMelo Ball. Ooh, welcoming LaMelo Ball to the league. So I got OG as the guy that, you know, we really need to see a big improvement from him, and I think he will become that third man for the Raptors.
Yeah. You ready for this? It's preseason, but Raptors are third in the East. I don't even care. Lock it in. Lock it in. They're done.
So who's
I saw the well-oiled machine. So who's next man rotation. Nope. Malachi Flynn impressed me. And just like you said, OG out there, I'm like, you know what? OG's ready. He's ready. He's going to take that leap. He's going to take that consistently every single year. This guy adds a little bit more to his game. And now that he's working with Matt Thomas to work on a shooting, that boy ready. That boy ready.
I see him
all right?
Six. I think they're going to be six.
Six?
For who? Washington? Washington's third?
Washington's second. They're probably second. So right. I go, it's obviously the Nets because they're winning the championship. You could probably Celtics.
Dexter's
Heat,
heel. He's playing heel today. Bruh. Dexter's pure heel.
Celtics
today.
Heat Washington. We'll see with Milwaukee. I think they fall out.
Your Hulk and Hogan, NWO.
Then you got your Raptors.
Your Anakin Skywalker in the third movie. You're been full Vader.
Oh, but we back in Kenobi, baby.
Oh Lord. You need that revelation. Okay. It's preseason, but the Wizards are gonna be a really bad defensive team. I foresee it. I had them high. I was like, you know what, Russ Westbrook in that system can fix it and do a lot of good things with Beal. But after seeing the others go out there and just like nothing, absolutely nothing. So you're going to have to keep one of those two players on the court for them to maintain any type of like semblance of cohesive basketball. Like if Scotty Brooks is probably going to get fired.
My sources say Westbrook isn't playing back-to-backs. So that might be a problem for wins, but I see them still sticking around that top four.
How can you start that sentence the way you started it and end it where you ended it?
How many back-to-backs are they going to play? Maybe four or five?
No. Like there's Brooklyn. There's Boston. There's Miami.
Yep. Jason Tatum, by the way, is on Boston, who is number five on my list. Just throwing that out there.
So
Jimmy Butler, number eight on my list.
I'll tell you where the Wizards are going to land. Eight.
Yeah, 8-7.
That's the thing. 7-10 really doesn't matter anymore because it's all the play-in game.
Yeah, yeah.
So those don't matter. As long as you make the top four, which Washington is going to.
Seven or eight. The Raptors are better than them. Boston's better than them. Miami's better. Milwaukee's better. Brooklyn's better.
Mm-hmm. Yo, Westbrook in the East, man.
Dare I say it?
Telling you it's a problem.
Atlanta.
Oh, that's another thing. It's preseason, but the Hawks are must-watch basketball this season. I think so. I mean, they won't amount to much, but it's going to be fun to watch.
Okay,
I'll enjoy it. League pass alert.
You're too high on Atlanta right now. Who on Atlanta? What did they do with Atlanta to bring them from 14 to the playoffs?
Spacing. 3-point shooters.
Herter.
You get 15 points out of Gallo. You can get 20 points out of what's his name? Bogdanovic.
You think you're going to get 20 from
20 something rebounds from Trae Young? From Clint Capella.
That's all
pick
you
and
need.
Roll.
That's
pick and roll is living on that team.
You guys are crazy.
Spacing is living on that team. Clint Capella had like 14 rebounds in his preseason debut.
You think too highly of these guys.
You think too low.
They're not the ones. It's because they're 14. You're not adding any substance.
There's no superstar
injury prone.
But
Clint Capella, injury.
I'm thinking of it like they're gonna be better than a lot of bad teams in the East. They're gonna be better than
I think they'll be better than
Charlotte.
Orlando.
They're gonna be better than Orlando. They have something there. And Orlando made 8th last season, and I think I put Atlanta over them, to be honest.
Oh, it may be the preseason, but I think Markelle Fultz is gonna have a good season.
He's primed. He looks good. The whole thing with the shot is fixed, and he's more confident than ever. So
I think he's ready.
The yips are gone. That was all mental.
It was. And media and people talking shit. And he did get drafted too high, but
Anthony is gonna help him out.
I think Cole Anthony is gonna be he's gonna be nice. I'll enjoy watching him.
This is me putting stocks into Kevin Durant.
So low, sold high. You made some money on that transaction. That was great. I had to give you that. That's a clap. Yo, put a round of applause for that one. You got one on your soundboard there, because Dexter called that one out right away.
That's my Seattle team. I went
straight Greg Oden. I was like, yo, Greg Oden's the future. Left hand, right hand. Ooh, look at the footwork. But I didn't know his foot didn't work. He got too many broken bones up in that leg, guy. Oh god damn.
You want these Cole Anthony stocks?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know yet. I don't know if I should run with you on this. It's like a new venture capital thing going on here. This guy's telling me about Facebook in 1990.
I'll show you my resume.
I don't know yet, guy. I don't know.
I'll show you my resume.
His portfolio deep, guy.
Oh, man. If you have any wild, outrageous preseason takes, it's only but. Again, wearepress.net. Below the Hardwood Instagram, wearepress.net on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, a preseason is almost done. The NBA season is almost starting. And, yeah, you know, you'll be able to hear us week after week with our nonsense. And thank you if you guys have made it this far. Before we head out, Alan Shane Lewis, where can the people find you?
Oliver, I have one last.
Oh, you have one more? Okay, one more.
It's preseason, but LaMelo Ball can't shoot, and it's going to be a problem for him this year. This year. Just this year. He might fix it later on, but he can't shoot for shit.
Maybe it was just one game.
Shoot like me.
You don't think it was just like one game?
Oh, no. He doesn't know where that rim is at all. It's too far for him. He's been playing too much NBL. He's shooting with that, and he doesn't know how to find that rim.
But those passes, that's going to be an issue for him. That was like some Magic Johnson shit.
Great passes, court vision. It's just that he just doesn't know how to score yet. So you got to look at that. So
zero points.
Yeah, you can find me so many places, man. You find me the Alan Shane on Twitter, Alan Shane on Instagram. I'm also on Twitch as Shoeless Lewis. Also, make sure to check out the Great Canadian Breaking Show in February, man. It's coming out. It's gonna be on CBC Jam too, CBC man. Jam. Check it out. Good. What's good? I don't know what I'm saying anymore, man. Please stop.
CBC Jam. Dexter.
Play my mother music.
I'm living my best life.
And that's living my Dex life. Don't forget the G, triple OG on the IG and Twitter and TikTok.
That was good. That was good. I liked it a lot. I liked it. It gets better every week. Every week there. You can find me at R.A. Henry on Twitter, Instagram, anywhere you like to look, stalk, and search for people on the web. So that R.A. Henry. Huh?
He's on the deep web, guys.
People like to stalk me. Oh. If they want to stalk me, they can find me at R.A. Henry. That's the word I'm giving them.
Hashtag R.A. Henry on Big Brother.
Big Brother. God. Starting the campaign from here. Ryan Antonio Henry on Big Brother.
It's too late. It's too late.
26? No, you get on the next one. I'm getting you on. We believe in you. We believe in you.
You guys believe in me.
I believed in Kevin Durant. Oh, man. We got you.
You hear that? You get the Dexter seal of approval.
This was
licked and signed.
the highest in the room episode of Below the Hardwood discussing the top 100 players. And thank you if you could made it this far. We will see you next week.
Peace. Share this shit. Share it with somebody. Fuck you. Share it.